Thank you, Chair. Since this is the first time I'm taking the floor during the session, please allow me, Chair, to express full support to your work and your efforts. And let me share our delegation comments on today's topic. Our delegation fully supports further development of norms, rules, and principles with a view to prevent an arms race in outer space, as well as to include the possibility of using space technologies for destructive purposes. The basis of the modern legal regime of outer space, which is recognized by many states of the world, is the Treaty of Principles governing the activities of states in the exploration and use of outer space, including the Moon and other celestial bodies. The Outer Space Treaty, proclaiming the freedom of exploration and use of outer space, including the Moon and other celestial bodies. However, the established freedom of exploration and use of outer space should not be interpreted as permissiveness, but it should be interpreted as exclusively through relations between sovereign and equal states. That is why space activities must be carried out in accordance with the general principles of international law, including the UN Charter. Consequently, the proclaimed freedom of space cannot serve as a basis for violation of the sovereign rights of states, both in space and on Earth. In this regard, in the exploration and use of outer space, including the Moon and other celestial bodies, the state parties to the Outer Space Treaty must be guided by the principle of cooperation and mutual assistance, and must conduct all their activities in outer space, including the Moon and other celestial bodies, with due regard for the relevant interests of all other state parties to the treaty. International space law, having introduced the principle of freedom of outer space into international law, at the same time regulates relations between states concerning their space activities on the basis of strict respect for the principle of state sovereignty. This is in line with the provision that the duty to exercise due diligence is not an absolute limitation of state behavior, but it also doesn't mean that states simply take into account the rights of other states and do whatever they want. Ukraine welcomes initiatives that not only seek to expand the legal understanding of the fundamental principles that were established by the Outer Space Treaty, but also to make their realization more effective in the view of today's drastically challenges in global political architecture on Earth. Russia's unprovoked and unjustified war of aggression against Ukraine shows once again the vulnerability of the principle of partial delimitarization of outer space. Space technologies, which should improve people's life, have been widely used by the aggressor state in the military sphere. Russia's uses the satellite navigation system to direct its missiles at civilian targets in Ukraine. The tragedy of January 14, 2023 in Dnipro is another vivid example of this. In the result of this attack, 46 people died, 80 injured. We are convinced that space must be free from sovereignization and privatization, free from weapons, especially weapons of mass destruction, and protected from unauthorized impact on space objects of any kind. Recommendations on possible norms, rules, and principles of responsible behavior aimed at defining the principles of responsible behavior in space should be aimed at proving the safety of space activities, preventing misunderstandings, misconceptions, and miscalculations, and reducing the risk of unintentional escalation. I would like to note that it would be appropriate to develop provisions for the implementation of the discussed norms, rules, and principles of responsible behavior and their application by entities engaged in space activities. Ukraine supports international efforts to make recommendations on responsible behaviors and hope that it will be a step towards modernization of the norms of international space law and civil space activities, as this type of activity where there is no place either aggression or a place for a state or actor who presume the permissibility of aggressive behavior. I thank you.